Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
How young? So young.
We're young at heart. We're TikToking. We're FaceTiming. We're doing all that cool stuff.
Gather around the radio, fellow kids. It's Jones and Mego with Arcan.
I get the Spice Channel. No biggie. Come over.
On WEEI.
As far as the trade request, I would agree with his agent. There has been no trade request. Obviously, there have been some teams, though, who know that all is not well, who know that he wants a contract extension. Some receiver-needy teams who have inquired over the course of the last several months to see could he be available. To my knowledge, the 49ers have not entertained any of those talks. But until and unless an extension gets done, that is going to persist. So we will continue to wait for Brandon Ayuk to get paid as he so richly deserves and to see whether or not he decides to hit that foul back button.
Brandon Ayuk unfollowed the 49ers. I think it was on Friday. We talked about this briefly on Friday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Did you hear? Brandon totally unfollowed Sam Fran. He's one of many receivers that could potentially be on the move. We talked about this yesterday. T. Higgins still kind of left the door open, to be honest, about leaving Cincinnati. He said, we'll see. But he expects to be back on the tag. A.J. Brown may be available. They just paid Devontae Smith. We have multiple holdouts. There's actually been another one, or at least players skipping voluntary workouts. Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb we talked about yesterday. Cortland Sutton, I guess, was another. So those are potential holdouts. A lot of unhappy receivers around the league. It feels to me like the Patriots are in on exactly zero of them. They weren't in on Diggs. They weren't in on Keenan Allen. They weren't in enough on Calvin Ridley. I don't know why they'd be in on these guys, but we can discuss it here on Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI. You can still vote in our big question of the day, up now at Jones and Mego. Do you believe the Patriots are considering trading back? 52% say yes, 48% say no. Continue to vote there. We also have an accompanying poll.
Yes, this is very important. if you want to check out my Twitter account, it's at Megan_Ottolini. We already have 150 votes.
Wow.
Posted in the new poll, is filet mignon a girl steak cut? Yes or no? 63% of people say no.
Hmm. Ooh, I see 64%. But
oh,
I just,
so it's moved. This is a fast-moving poll.
I just voted, so oh. I and I'm trying to back up my take that it's completely not a chick cut of steak, and I've been ordering chick steaks.
Yeah, so I see 36% of people say that yes, that is a girl cut of meat.
Okay, so these are dueling polls. You never want to cross those, but these are dueling polls. Up now on Twitter, you can vote at Jones and Mego or at Megan_Ottolini. It's a 2 for Tuesday on WEEI. We'll be giving away another pair of tickets to see the Red Sox and the Cubs at 3:30. We'll also talk to Rob Bradford at 4:30 here today. Arcan, you missed our wide receiver discussion yesterday. Is there a receiver that you think is in play here in New England? Is there a receiver that you want the Patriots to go get out of some of those names we just mentioned?
Yeah.
How about somebody who will actually even move?
I think A.J. Brown's definitely a candidate for that right now because the Eagles are going to be in a position where they're paying four guys like $85 million next year if they don't move one of them. I forget who the other two guys are, but you're right. They did just pay Smith.
It's Lane Johnson, it's Devontae Smith, it's Jalen Hurts.
And Jalen Hurts, right. Yeah, obviously. So, yeah, there you go. And that's, I mean, that's a lot for four guys. And I think that if they want to make a pick here in this draft and pick up a wide receiver, they could do that. And he won't be as good as A.J. Brown, but this is a good wide receiver draft, and he just paid Smith. So I think that's something that could very much be on the table. I think the Eagles will be open to it. The Oilers. The Titans had A.J. Brown, and he was great and productive for them, and they traded him. So it's like there's something with him where teams don't mind trading him. And I think that, you know, the production's there. I know, but the Eagles are, I think, in a position now where they're considering it. So it's not like his talent's there, obviously. He's one of the most talented receivers in the league, I would say. And he's exactly the type of guy that I think a playmaker you bring in and give to a young quarterback. I think that would make a ton of sense. I just don't believe that the Patriots would do what it takes.
So to me, and I'm with you on that last point,
but he's the guy I want.
To me, the idea would be you do what Minnesota did, trade Diggs, draft Jefferson. The cautionary tale would be one you just referenced. Trade A.J. Brown and replace him with Treylon Burks. That hasn't worked out. And so, you know, I'm sure we can go point and counterpoint for this all day long. I'll believe A.J. Brown's getting moved when I see it. I don't think he's happy with his contract, but if they decide to pay him, and they can pay him. If they decide to pay him, I think he's going to stay. I'd be surprised if he moves. But I've said that about Ayuk before as well. I think there's more to Brandon Ayuk moving than there is to A.J. Brown. But I'm with Arcan on the last point. I don't think the Patriots are going to be in on any of these guys, which I think is shameful. I disagree with it. I want them to be in on every single one of them. I'd give up pick 34, and I'd pay the guy to go get these receivers. I might even sweeten the deal with a later round pick on top of it to get a true stud receiver to help out your young quarterback, who we assume you're taking at three. But I don't see any indication they're in on any of these guys.
No, and look, maybe they're so focused on the draft right now, they are entertaining quarterbacks, taking them out for stakes
okay,
and such.
Okay, well, you better hope that none of these guys move at the draft, because A.J. Brown moved
in
the draft before.
I don't disagree with you. I don't know. It feels like even after the way that they behaved with Calvin Ridley, that the trade market would just be such an afterthought for them. Like, do you feel like the trade market was ever the goal of where they were going to find a receiver?
After they whiffed in free agency, kind of, yeah. I mean,
that's what I mean,
about
though.
It,
but, I think know. It became an afterthought. It became, well, there's the trade market. Well, we're going to pick somebody up on waivers. Like, it's going to be...
Yeah, right, that's right.
Like, that's...
the undrafted free agency.
That's more likely what it's going to be to me. But I do think that some of these guys are going to move. I definitely think at least one of these guys are going to move. I think A.J. Brown is a good name to have out there. But I just say that because yesterday we got a bunch of texts being like, none of these guys are going anywhere. Why are you guys saying this?
Okay, well,
and
people,
it's like, guys always move.
Yeah, people said that to us about Keenan Allen and Steph Diggs. We were talking about Steph Diggs moving like the second Buffalo got eliminated from the playoffs. Oh, he's not going to move. Oh, he'd never move in the division. He didn't move in the division, but he moved to another AFC contender, and he moved.
Yeah.
So, look, I think
Devontae Adams moved. Tyreek Hill moved. A.J. Brown, all these guys moved.
Going back a few years, yeah. And so I think receivers are going to be on the move. I hope the Patriots are in, but I don't believe it, not for 1 second. Barry is in New Bedford on our Michael Penix discussion. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, I'm laughing at the overhype on this guy is hilarious. I've been watching this guy since Indiana. So he is a one-dimensional thrower. Think about this, Jones. Five other guys in that offense are going to go in the top 100 of the draft. All three wide receivers and the two tackles are going to go high. That offense is designed to run vertical routes. That's why 90% of his offense is vertical. You watch the games like Michigan, Arizona State, and Oregon State. They all started playing zone. You take away those vertical routes. He has an inability to make these short, quick throws.
Yeah, so Barry, where would you take him? Because I have him fourth out of the top six quarterbacks. I have him fourth, but a tier below Caleb Williams, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels in whatever order. I have him fourth. Where would you take him?
He's a second-round pick. He's in that second tier level.
Then what are we talking about? I'm saying you can take him in the 20s. You're saying you could take him in the second round. I don't think we're all that far apart. To be honest, this is a fair point about Penix. There was a lot of talent around him. A lot of talent around him. I don't know the man versus zone breakdown, but trust me, he'll face more zone in the NFL. If that was a problem for him in college, that will be a problem in the NFL because he's going to face a lot more zone in the NFL. It's what teams play in the NFL right now, the fallout from Patrick Mahomes. So
there's a lot of talent around Daniels, too.
No, yeah. There is.
First round talent.
There is. I mean, Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas. I mean, I think you can play that game with a lot of these guys.
Can't really play it with Drake May.
No.
You know? But not last year.
No, but I'm just telling you, he had a lot of talent around him. I think that's valid. I think the injuries are valid, but I prefer him to J.J. McCarthy. I prefer him to Bo Nix. I mean, Bo Nix had a potential first-round wide receiver in Troy Franklin. Mm-hmm. So I think you can nitpick all these guys. I like Michael. I like the way Penix throws. I think he's one of the better pure throwers in the draft.
I have some disappointing updates for you from the text line.
What's that?
Someone from 413 area code says that the only girly steak choice is steak tips, which we were all just discussing during the break how fantastic they are.
I do like steak tips. But if you order that at a steakhouse, that is kind of a, that'd be a weird move,
right?
Well,
yeah, you get that at a, like a cookout.
Well, that's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, or like a pub.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you order it at like a steakhouse, that'd be a weird move, right? Can you even order that at a steakhouse? But
if you walk in there and go, can I have just the tip? Then they might look at you weird.
They're like, are you talking about Mego's podcast? 617-779-7937. We'll continue to react to this. You can text all of your steak takes at 37937. You guys all know the number. I do want to get to the Celtics as well. I will start to mix in a few thoughts on them because the Cs have been, believe it or not, getting a lot of flack at the national level. And perhaps it's because recent NBA history is working against the Celtics. Yes, these Boston Celtics. We'll explain with all your phone calls next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.